The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As we made it through the weekend, South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control announced, of course, that the numbers continued to climb. I've always said that as more testing is done, then the more positive cases are going to show up, of course. Our total numbers right now in South Carolina, 2,049 cases with 44 deaths. Again, this according to Department of Health and Environmental Control. They reported 132 new cases of the coronavirus over the weekend, four additional deaths. The four individuals, three of those were elderly, one middle-aged, all had underlying health conditions. One of the bright spots of the report, though, was the fact that so far, and let's just pray that this continues, that our hospitals are not necessarily being overwhelmed with the need for beds. DHET reports that 5,917 beds are available, while 6,283 are currently being utilized. So basically, about 51% of our beds are being used. And the other bit of good news is that South Carolina has seen a decrease in hospital bed use of 6.8% since March 23rd. Now, if you watched any of the news shows yesterday, and like Tommy and I always say, we watch them so you don't have to, it was easy to get a little discouraged and overwhelmed as everyone is saying this is going to be the worst week we have known in our lifetime. And I pray that's not to be the case. But it's easy to get a little discouraged when you hear all of the data, all the numbers thrown at you, all the predictions. Saturday morning, I had to run over to Lowe's. I'm working on a little project like many of you are. You know, you're at home. You got time. Lowe's and Home Depot and some of these stores are seeing record numbers of sales because people are working on these home improvement projects. Well, that's what I was doing Saturday. I had to run over. I had ordered some material. I had to go pick it up. So I'm listening to my friend Mike Miller, who's host of Talking Money. You can hear Mike every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock here on 94.5 The Answer. And Mike is talking about a colleague of his, Rusty Leonard, and an article that Rusty had posted as a sort of a market update, if you will, on their website. And I got to say, I was very encouraged by what Mike was expressing that Rusty had written. So I thought, you know, I want to share this with you. So joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Rusty Leonard. And Tommy's going to pull Mike in on the conversation, too. First, Rusty, good morning, and thank you for a few minutes of your time.
Oh, happy to be with you. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure all here. So let's talk for a minute, because Mike Miller, and I have great respect for Mike. I love listening to Mike, and as I just mentioned, I was very encouraged. Let's talk for a minute about your market update, and you believe that there's some encouraging information with this drug that's been widely publicized, the hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil, I think it's called. You believe that there's some good news by the use of that drug.
Yes, I mean, it's obviously being adopted for use right around the world in a very rapid way. So there must be, even though we don't have full, you know, classical studies that the doctors would like to see published in medical journals and all that stuff. We don't have that yet, so we can't be 100% sure that it's going to work as well as we would like. We do have anecdotal information, as well as a few smaller studies that were done pretty, you know, semi-rigorously, that would indicate that it has a positive impact. So, and that drug is fantastic from the sense that it's available. You can get it now. There are many other drugs that are also under development for this that have great promise as well, but they're more on the experimental side of the equation, and so the supplies of those drugs aren't as are widespread. So if they prove to be worthwhile, it would take some time for those supplies to be produced and to get them into the hands of the public. So we're really hopeful that the hydroxychloroquine, or Plaquenil, as you say, will actually be a game changer for this.
Yep. And that would be wonderful news. With me also on the guest line this morning, Mike Miller. Good morning, Mike. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joe. Doing well. No signs of any virus in my household yet, so that's good news.
That's always very good news. So, Mike, as you were sharing with us Rusty's article during your show on Saturday, and I'd love to hear both of your take on this. Let's assume for a minute that we are able to reach that plateau. And of course, we're all, many people out there without a job, many people hurting financially, a lot of small businesses. You may have heard me say that I heard a report over the weekend that 3% of mom-and-pop type restaurants had closed probably permanently. A lot of those jobs never coming back. Mike, you and I'd love to get Rusty's take on this too. You first though, Mike. Let's say that we're able to get a handle on this. How quickly can our economy rebound?
Yeah, that's really more of a Rusty question than mine for sure. But I think that Rusty would agree that no one really knows, because we've never been through this before. So it's impossible to tell how long it might take to get fully going again. But I think we've seen in the recent even days some plateauing in some of the areas that are further along, even in New York, that you'll see that they are starting to decline in some of the cases that they're having. So, I mean, I'm hopeful that by mid-summer, we're at least nearly fully back to what we've been used to, and people aren't having to stay at home. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this changes and how long it changes. People's memories don't seem to be that great. So that, you know, 6 months from now, everybody's back to shaking hands and doing the things they've always done and not worried about it, because they haven't seen any viruses for, you know, so many months that they tend to forget about that. It's going to be interesting to see how that works. But I'm really hopeful that by midsummer that we're tracking on pretty good. The market, in spite of some of the quotes that you did this morning, Joey, from over the weekend news shows, we're talking about this be the worst week we've had. The market apparently doesn't think so yet this morning, since the futures are up over 3.5% this morning. So we're looking for a good opening. Who knows what may happen by 4 o'clock today, but certainly looks positive, which is always better than negative going into the trading day.
Yep. Rusty, how about you?
Well, I think we can draw a little encouragement from China's experience. They were pretty much locked down for 2 months or more, but they are already kind of back almost at full steam in China, their economic activity. And we know that we don't trust much of the statistics that come out of China, both on the virus or on their economy, but we do trust the satellite images that show that their pollution levels have returned to normal. So that tells us that the factories are cranking stuff out, and things are moving in the right direction in China. So they may, you know, because of the nature of their government, their communist government, and the control that the government has over the situation, they probably can rebound faster than we can. We're probably going to have a situation where the President Trump will want to get going sooner than many of the governors might want to get going. And so there'll probably be a phased recovery of economic activity in the United States when it, you know, it's time to do that. And that time may not be that far off.
So when you
another question.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you, so in Rusty's update that he sent in the middle of the night last night, he's working feverishly on these updates, another one coming out today. There was a comment about how the stimulus that the government, the Fed and the government are doing with all the money that's being put in the economy, that there's a chance that we even may overheat a little bit later in the year. What do you think about that, Rusty?
Yeah, I think that's something that is being overlooked by most observers at this point in time. The stimulus that the federal government has put in place, both from a the checks that people are receiving or about to receive in their checking accounts and savings accounts, as well as the small business loans and the large business loans. Then on top of that, perhaps even more importantly, is the monetary stimulus from the Federal Reserve, the amount of money it's flooding into the markets. We could, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the economy rebounded too quickly, because they basically took a huge hammer and hit this problem over the head with it, and they really didn't know exactly what to do, but they figured if we're going to do something, let's do it big. And so the reaction is likely going to be much, much bigger, and the Federal Reserve may be in a position, you know, say in August or something, of having to raise interest rates or reduce some of the stimulus that they've put into the marketplace just to calm things down and calibrate it so that it doesn't get out of hand growing too quickly, too fast, because there's just going to be this flood of money coming into the economy from various sources that will have probably a surprisingly big impact.
Wow. And you know, we saw the $2.2 trillion, and they're already talking about the next package. Wouldn't that be crazy, guys, if that happens and we do, and the Fed does have to kind of put the brakes on a little late summer?
Yeah, that'd be very interesting. You haven't heard that in the news anywhere, so I thought that'd be interesting to hear Rusty's thoughts on that, because that's a very real possibility that you overheat. And we hope that the Democrat side doesn't take this too much as don't let a crisis go to waste. And they were able to put in some new stimulus packages where they get more things that they want for Pelosi's son-in-law or something. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Right. Hey, Rusty, thank you for your time this morning. Again, just reading what you had written. I haven't read your update yet. I'm hoping Mike will share that with me. But it was very encouraging. Mike Miller, always good to listen to you on Saturday mornings, too. You made my morning on Saturday.
Thank you, Jerry. Good to be with you.
All right. Hey, Rusty, appreciate your time this morning. Yeah, have a wonderful and a blessed Holy Week.